There's a reason texting attracts teens.
Texting's easy for kids because you can do a lot of things besides calling and stuff like that. But texting, you can just type.
But it can become addicting.
Yeah, I think people get really, really addicted to it because you can get away with it when you're not supposed to be. It's a lot more incognito than talking on the phone. You need a meeting, you can be at school.
Take Nikki Brown. She could not stop sending text messages.
I text morning, noon, and night probably about 3,000 to 5,000 a month.
Her habit is so obsessive that some psychiatrists would classify it as a mental illness, a compulsive, impulsive disorder. Some people need to text so badly, they even do it while driving a car. This teenager used both hands to type a text message while behind the wheel. She later told a reporter that texting while driving is a safety risk.
Yeah, but I don't do it all the time.
An article in the American Journal of Psychiatry suggests excessive emailing, texting, gaming, and viewing pornography online are serious public health issues and should be recognized as symptoms of a clinical disorder. Glendy Acevas says her friend Nikki is addicted to texting.
I think if she had to go a day without her phone, half a day, 2 hours, she would flip out. She wouldn't know what to do. I think she'd go into withdrawal, absolutely.
Psychiatrists say doctors should look out for people who neglect daily activities to text, email, or play internet games, or become depressed when they cannot text or use the internet. People with this addiction may lie about how much texting, emailing, or gaming they do. Dr. Ronald Davis of the American Medical Association.
It can replace people's sense of family and sense of community. You can be in your home all the time, in the basement or in your bedroom, gaming in a virtual world where there are no limits.
In some countries, internet gaming is more of a concern than obsessive texting. The South Korean government considers gaming a serious public health issue. The Chinese government now limits the amount of time people can spend on a computer to play these games. Carol Pearson, VOA News.